Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Music from Ukraine. A little something Joseph Lindsley sent us this morning from Kharkiv. Hi, Joe.
Bob, hello. This is the song Free by the British artist Florence and the Machine. And in the winter of 2021, she made a music video of this song filmed in Kyiv. And she, in the video, Florence plays herself. And the British actor Bill Nighy stars as Florence's anxiety, following her like a shadow through all these sort of Soviet sites in Kyiv during the winter of 2021. And it's a wonderful video. It's comic and sincere amid those wintry scenes of Kyiv, but it's a song about anxiety. And, you know, I listened to the song as I took the train this morning, traveling through what the musician Don McLean would call the snowy linen land, the beautiful rolling hills of Ukraine from Kyiv all the way here to Kharkiv. And, you know, this city where I am now is just 30 miles from what we can call the gates of hell. You know, 30 miles from the border with Russia, it feels like being 30 miles from the border with Nazi Germany. And, you know, especially since New Year's weekend, at any moment here, everything in the city is a potential target, usually without warning. So naturally, there's some sense of anxiety here. And as I was on the train listening to Florence and the Machine sing this song called Free, I thought, you know, several years ago, I could never have imagined taking a train away from a war. And here I was on a train to the war, you know, going right to, you know, to the edge and to what is really one of the most dangerous places in Ukraine right now. I had not been in Kharkiv since November. And as I walked around today, the city is transformed. I mean, hotels destroyed, my old coffee shop destroyed. But there's still lots of traffic and lots of people here. And as I greeted people I know, whether I know them well or just, you know, people I knew from the coffee shops, they're so happy that an American would show up here right now. There's a heaviness in everyone's eyes. And even as I left Lviv, there was a group of monks that gave me a blessing. And as I traveled throughout all of Ukraine, everywhere I went, people were giving me their blessings, knowing, you know, how dangerous it is here right now. And as I listened to those words of Florence and the Machine, on this train, this train that refusing to stop in the face of suffering and death. And, you know, this is, I can tell you more on Monday why I'm here in Kharkiv today. But what I can tell you now is that I'm traveling with a group of musicians from Lviv, this very creative group. They have sort of this haunting, cheeky klezmer style. And they have come to the east of Ukraine to bring the traditions of Lviv to boost people's spirits here. And they're going to be singing the Ukrainian carols of Christmas. And, you know, which we've talked about before, but, you know, Ukrainians celebrate this season from December 25th until February 2nd. And whether it's in Ukrainian culture or ancient Celtic culture or many cultures around the world, these months, you know, these are the darkest months and the most difficult months when the spirit gets a little bit broken. And so this is supposed to be a festival of light from the 25th until the 2nd. February 2nd, you know, in the U.S. is Groundhog Day. In the U.K. is called Candlemas, and in Ireland. And it's the Feast of the Presentation of Christ. And so until that day, until you get to that turning point of winter, you have to do everything you can to keep your spirits up. And that's why the Ukrainians have held on to these Christmas traditions. But especially now, you know, all these things, it's not a mere metaphor. It's real life. It's a real heaviness here, as I see as I walk around the city. And so listening to those words of Florence and the Machine, she says, you know, to exist in the face of suffering and death and somehow still keep singing like Christ upon the cross who died for us. And then Florence continues, I am free, she says. And then she and Bill Nighy in the video are dancing. And that's exactly what's going to be happening here in Kharkiv tonight. Here at the edge of Mordor, at the gates of Europe, the gates of hell, people will be singing and dancing. And even then, even as I speak right now, and where I'm talking to you from a pretty safe place, I think, but At any moment, there could be a missile. This broadcast could be interrupted with a missile hitting. That's how dire it's become here. I don't see people running away from Kharkiv here. And as I think about, we talked about yesterday, those very chilling words from the former president of Russia, Putin's puppet, Medvedev. And he said, Ukraine must not exist anymore. There's this diabolical desire to destroy these free people. And I thought about this on the train today, Bob, listening to that song over and over again and looking at the people around me on the train, civilians and soldiers. And, this war is about two totally diametric principles. And I think that everything else in the world in sort of our political discussions, when we talk about whether it's geopolitics or our domestic problems and our domestic political debates in the U.S. and in Argentina and every country in the world, all those arguments are on a spectrum and in between two poles. And the two poles are here. I'm right at the dividing line between the poles. You have the pole of tyranny, hate, and demons, of which Russia is the epitome. And I feel that very deeply here in Kharkiv, seeing the destruction. And then the pole of liberty, dignity, and angels. And Ukraine, the Ukrainians are, they made themselves into angels because they're willing to fight this evil. And so I was, you get some inspiration on the train, and I felt that I'm on this polar express, this train to the snowy land, in what is really this is the pole of freedom. This is the prism of freedom, the epitome of it in the world, and only 30 miles from the epitome of the anti-freedom, the epitome of tyranny and of hell on earth. And so all of us are in the middle of this spectrum, and everyone in Ukraine, has your moments of tiredness, and we're all in the middle of the spectrum between good and evil. And we choose with every moment which way we go. And I deeply feel that here as I get to Kharkiv today. On Monday, I'll be able to tell you a bit about the music tonight, and hopefully it will have been a peaceful weekend. But again, we can't know. And at any moment, that hellfire could come raining down upon us.
I'll tell you something, Joseph. Your reports make us feel like what it's like to be there in Ukraine, like no other reports we get anywhere else. The Polar Express, I like that. And I hesitate to even bring this up, but with the Russians targeting civilian businesses and residential areas, when you're taking the train, aren't you a bit fearful?
On the train, you're moving, and Ukrainian trains, they're almost always on time. There's hardly ever a delay. The train is actually a refuge. You usually don't have good cell service in the middle of this vast country. I can tell by looking at people around me. They're reading books. They're taking a nap. It's a rare moment of peace. The moment of fear is when you get out of the train and you're at the station, and all of a sudden you realize every point you could be a potential, you could be a target. And so many buildings as I walked around. When I was in Kharkiv in November, it was coming back to life. And people were opening new places. And there's so much new destruction here. Hotels destroyed. As I mentioned, my coffee shop destroyed. The train, I felt safe. Right now, I feel purpose, but I don't feel safe.
Well, we look forward to more Monday, and hopefully it'll be a safe weekend for you, Joseph Lindsley, 30 miles from the Russian border. You take care.
Thank you, Bob. Until Monday.